سكنت وهو رب العرش العظيم. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
To express our solidarity to the divine prophets of the Abrahamic faith, the monotheistic religion, the religion of Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, and to uphold the sanctity of God. The bigotry, the prejudice, and false propaganda against the Holy Prophet, the last prophet, is nothing new to Islam. It originated in the Middle Ages, peaked during the Crusades, and now the ugly face of Islamophobia is once again spreading hate. In the last few decades, the world has witnessed many attacks, from the satanic verses, the cartoons in Denmark and France recently, and the recent trailer in California. One has seen a pattern emerging to deliberately incite and hate mongering. Believe me, the hate mongers are not just one disgruntled felon or a scum in California. You can see the hatred in the halls of the US Congress, in the state legislators regarding the Sharia law, in the educational institutions where they are trying to change the face of Islam, and even in the police force, as you have seen in the New York Police Department, as well as the law enforcement. Forget about the media. You see that hate being spewed both on radio and television, and you can see that when you conduct a peaceful rally, they're not there. But yet, tonight, when you open the TV, you will see the violence that some unfortunate youth might have done, because they are disheartened, they are unemployed, and they are facing the brunt of Islamophobia in those countries. The fact that elected officials have personally encouraged bigotry against Muslims and Muslim communities in the US in the name of counterterrorism have encouraged these bigots to go on steroids. This has led to the protest in more than 60 countries and the loss of life of more than 50 so far, including American citizens. The US Secretary of State and the President Obama, in his new advertisement in Pakistan, have distanced themselves, and rightly so, from the makers of the film. I would urge that they can do the same for the Islamophobic domestic and foreign policy. The world will be a much better place for all. The noble prophet never attempted to retaliate against the insults, nor did he disrespect anyone. Rather, he forgave people's mistakes and misconduct with forgiveness and tolerance. In the Holy Quran, God said, "It is due to the mercy from God that you deal with people gently, and you have been rough. If you had been rough and hard-hearted, they would certainly have dispersed from around you." To my brothers and sisters in Islam, our appeal to you is to follow the footsteps of the Holy Prophet and deal with our hate mongers with excellent character and patience. And for the Islamophobes, I have news for you. The more you incite hatred, the stronger the Islamic nation becomes. The whole Islamic Ummah throughout the world today is united against hatred. And even in the West, despite the propaganda, Islam today is the fastest growing religion, a testament to the truth of Islam and the open-mindedness of the Western man. The trials and tribulations, the trauma and transitions, the torture and torment sustained by the Islamic community has made us stronger in our pursuit to seek justice and promote this divine religion. I would urge everyone to look at the history of Islam even in this country. Islam has been present prior to the founding fathers and will be present for centuries to come. Let us get together as members of the three Abrahamic faith, whether you are a Jew, a Christian or Muslim, together to uphold the sanctity of God and have a dialogue, not with irregular and unjust films, but in the libraries and in discourses and interfaith.